It's Lucy Cutting and Your Afternoon on ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania.
My name is Rose. I'm from South Sudan. I live in Hobart for 10 years. Yes.
And you've also just opened up a hair salon in Hobart. How did that happen?
I've been planning to open a place for a long time, but it was hard to find a place. And then, when I found this place, I was very happy to open this place because we don't have African salon in Hobart. So I think it's a good idea to have one. So I found a place and I organized it. It took me a while, but here I am. I made it. So I have few of customers from home before. So, they really support me and encourage me to keep going on. I think when I've been doing it at home, it doesn't grow up, but it's better to put it on road. Yeah. And I choose Mona because Mona is a place where people meet, like central. It's for everyone. Because we sell expression as well, hair expression. So we do corn rolls, we do singles, we do weavings, and we do a little bit dyeing. Yeah. And we do some crochet as well. And we do some dreadlocks as well.
Can you explain expression for people who don't know what it is?
Yes. These are expressions. It's the one we use to do like corn rolls and one as well, single ones. Yeah, you just add it to your hair to attach and make it strong, stay for long. Yes. And there is too many different colors according to anything people's wants.
Yeah, there's blue, there's pink, there's also a blonde one as well. And then there's curly hair as well. So what would you use the mambo for?
Mambo is for crochet one. We have a twisting crochet and we have a curly one and a different curly as well and a short ones. And this one is crochet as well, but you can use a different style as well. And these ones are just for braidings. Yes.
How long would it take to do a full head of braids?
To do corn rolls, it takes about 3 hours. But if it's the big ones, it doesn't take long. Like, it can take 1 hour to 2-3 hours to do the full head. It depends which style do you want. And to do single ones, it takes 4 to 5 hours minimum. Yes, it's a long time.
It's a style that you can leave in for quite a long time, isn't it?
You can leave it for more than 6 weeks. You can leave it for 3 months. Yes.
So getting you in for 3 to 6 to 8 hours isn't that long when you get to wear it for something like 6 months, is it?
It's good because you don't have to wear it every morning. About fixing your hair, showering your hair and washing and drying. So you don't have to wash it every day. You can wash it once a week. You can wash it twice a week. Yes.
Have you found that since you've opened the shop, people that walk by are curious and ask questions?
Everyone pass by, actually, they have to look and they have to come inside and ask questions. How long does it take to do hair? I want to do this style and all those things. Most of the people are really exciting and I'm so happy for that.
It's a very big deal to open Southern Tasmania's only African hair braiding salon. Do you see other changes happening in Moona where people are opening up shops that do cater to, say, African recipes or other recipes from other countries and all other types of things?
Yeah, it does. And things changing so quickly. Yeah, like the development is just going like boom. Like everything is just going quickly and quickly.
Is it nice to be able to move to a different country and then still be able to wear your African traditional dress and still get your hair done how you would want it done?
It's great. It's really nice, and we love our culture. It's really good to have your culture stuff and keep your culture as well and your language.
So I see that your barber has just arrived. Okay, let's get the barber involved.
My name is Cosmos. I've just been helping Ross here.
Cosmos, you specifically do the kind of the shorter cuts, don't you? So the cuts that, say, perhaps men would get or women who have shorter hair have. Is it different cutting afro hair to, say, straight hair?
Yes, every hairstyle is, especially hair texture, is a bit different. As African, our hair texture is a bit different. The way you cut it will be also different as well than somebody who got a straight hair. So when somebody bring their hair, you have to assess before you actually cut it.
Are you, like Rose, also excited to be part of an African hair braiding salon and also a barber's that's servicing the community like this?
Oh, yes. It's something we have been thinking about it for a long time. And it's a bit difficult for us, especially for myself. You know, I've been to other salons before trying to get a haircut, and we find it hard because, you know, nobody, you know, can be able to do exactly what we need here. So having something like this is really great. Yeah.
And Rose, I'll come back to you. If people are looking for you and they want to know when you're open, whereabouts in Moona are you and when are you open?
We are in Main Road. We open normally at 10 o'clock every day, Monday to Saturday. Okay. And we close at 5:30 if it's not busy. But if we have clients, we can open until 9.
I imagine if you're open till 9 p.m., your hands are incredibly sore at the end of the day with all that braiding and cornrows.
No, it doesn't sew at all because it's like my talent. So I really enjoy the work and I always do it and every day. So it doesn't sew and I don't feel pain at all. I enjoyed it.